Welcome to Faith is the Victory Podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, Times and Seasons. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Time is a measure that all people everywhere share in common. Regardless of a person's location or nationality, we all look at time as the factor that measures many things that pertain to our lives. The value of our work is often determined by the amount of time it took to complete a job. Length of travel is often determined by time. Complexity of medical procedures is measured by time. The process of giving birth is measured in time as well. And then there are many forms of cooking that are measured by the clock. So we can conclude that time is a very important measure in our lives, and time is the same for all. Wherever you are on the globe, each day consists of 24 hours. Each month contains its number of days, and each year contains the same number of days. And the day starts and the day ends, then night comes and the night goes. So the times and seasons that we experience are common to all people. And in that repetitive cycle of day and night, and month and year, God tells us, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. One thing that we must realize is that the times and seasons of life are not in one's own hands to determine. As much as we would like to plan out the seasons of our life, it is not in our power to choose the day nor the hour when the time and the season actually presents itself. It's God's. It's in His power to choose the day and the hour of the season of change. We can plan and we can prepare, but that is the extent of our ability. And in all of our planning and preparation, we must realize that our forethought of hoped events does not make them a certainty. No, but plan nonetheless we do. The hour of birth is not in the mother's hands nor the baby's, but in God's only. Likewise, the hour of death cannot be chosen. It is not in our authority to make those choices, and it's preposterous for us to even think that it's possible. No, the times and seasons of life are not determined by the choice of man. They belong to God alone, and this is exactly what Solomon tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. There is a time to be born and a time to die, and there are times and seasons for everything under heaven, and it is God's choosing that they take place. Hebrews 1, verse 1 and 2 tells us, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. It was at various times throughout the course of roughly 3,500 years that God spoke to the prophets and saints of old and had them write down the words that He spoke. And God chose the time for when to write and the persons to whom to speak to in order for His word to be written. The times and the seasons were of God's choosing, and man obeyed and penned the writings found in all the books of the Bible. The Old Testament reveals the coming of the Redeemer, and the New Testament documents the coming and the interactions of the Redeemer even to this modern era. The Bible is old, but it is current. And so therefore God is fulfilling His plan in His people throughout the Lord Jesus Christ. John the Baptist first announced it that day in the River Jordan when he said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29. So here we are looking at this moment and seeing the prophet John fulfilling Scripture. Immediately before this moment, John had quoted from the prophet Isaiah, who about 700 years prior said these words concerning the prophet John. I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, John 1:23, and Isaiah 40, verse 3 through 5. God had spoken this to his people hundreds of years prior to the time and the season of its fulfillment. And here John stood in the river, and the time had come for the fulfillment. In our lives, we must trust God with the timing of his plan and our part in it. We cannot work his plan in our timing. It will go wrong. But if we trust God and put our full confidence in him and trust that he is doing his work in his time, then we can be at peace, just as the scripture tells us. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, Psalms 37:7. In the time in which we rest in the Lord, we allow the Lord to do his work in his time. And in the time of waiting patiently for him, we are preparing ourselves for his manifestation. We know that waiting patiently doesn't mean to fold our arms and do nothing. For the Hebrew word for wait patiently means to twist and whirl as in a dance. So there is movement in the waiting, but the movement is not to do things for God, but to prepare ourselves for his doing of it. There may be preparation that we need to accomplish so that we are prepared for what he has in store. There may be study we must do for that which he has told us to prepare. There may be training that we need in order to finish off our understanding and our knowledge. Or there may be maturing that must come, just simply growing up in the Lord. Whatever it is, we must be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and be obedient to him when he directs us. No, we don't choose the time or the season in our life we live before the Lord. We listen and obey and follow him as dear children. As has been said many times, we don't have to know the last step of God's plan, only the next step. And as we are faithful in taking that next step, we fulfill God's plan for our lives, and we do it in his time and in his season. Friends, I'm going to say amen to this encouraging word today, and I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. So if you can, say it out loud. Amen. Amen. Before I leave you today, I would like to invite you to visit our Faith Christian Center Church website at fcccairo.com, fcccairo.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church YouTube channel. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends, and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them, just as it has blessed you. Well, thank you, friends, again, for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.